long before the BOK Center, One Oak Field, and Brady Arts District and all that, to bring life into downtown Tulsa, there was the Williams Center Forum, bringing people downtown. It opened in 1978. Give me your thoughts about that and that investment.
It was interesting. It started out, I was chairman of the board of Tulsa Chamber of Commerce, later of the Oklahoma Chamber of Commerce, but at the time, Len Eaton was the president of the bank. So Len said to me one day, I'm seeing businesses moving out of downtown Tulsa and way down into the south. Clearly, there's something wrong that could be corrected. So we put together a group of about 30 or 40 people for us to come study the city. If I remember right, it was for about a month, and we had to agree to spend a good bit of time. We had policemen that drove us all around. We decided that downtown was worth saving. But in order to save it, it had to have some real leadership. One of the things that was identified that downtown Tulsa didn't have was a good performing arts center. So John got interested in the performing arts center thing. Bob LaFortune was the mayor at the time. Len took John to see Mrs. Chapman about a foundation grant for a performing arts center. She put the money up, and John decided that he would raise the rest of the money and that the Performing Arts Center would be there. Out of that came the whole concept of Williams Center, the non-block area, and of the Williams Tower, which is right there. There were two or three other tall buildings. But John, I remember, he said, look, you're going to have to live in this building, not me, so you pick the architect. I examined all of the possibilities and picked Minoru Yamasaki, who had done the World Trade Center in New York. And people said, he's not going to want to come to Tulsa. I said, well, I think we can convince him to. He came down and he did the whole layout. There were going to be two Williams buildings. John looked at that and he said, that's ridiculous. We don't want to build two buildings. He said, let's do this. And he put one on top of the other. And he said to Yamasaki, you're the genius that did the World Center. Let's see if you and Joe can build that building. And that's how we ended up with the 42-story building that I had my picture taken on the front of it. That took a lot of guts on his part and everybody's part because it meant stopping a trend that all over the country was happening. It wasn't just in Tulsa.
Moving out of downtown.
Yeah.
Right. And urban renewal in the 60s had cleared that area.
That's true, they had.
Because it wasn't very good.
They hadn't cleared all of it, but they had cleared a good bit of it. Bob LaFortune was trying to clean up his city.
So you unveiled plans not only for the building, but that was a hotel, an indoor shopping mall?
Yeah, that all began. We had Eddie Henson do some work for us on various other projects, headquarters projects around. Eddie was in the real estate business, so I talked to Eddie about what could be done, and Eddie said, your sites are way too low. We could do a city within a city and put a hotel in, several other buildings, the Performing Arts Center. He said, all this can be done. I said, how are we going to raise all that money? And he said, we're going to go to John and see what John can do. I said, John doesn't give anything away. But John went back to Ms. Chapman and various others and raised the funds.
It was pretty remarkable, that whole area there. Then the Forum featured that ice skating rink, a movie theater, more than 60 businesses and three levels of dining and shopping. It was just a wonderful, classy place to be.
Yeah.
You must have been terribly proud of all that.
We all were. We really were. And we all had a lot to do with it. It wasn't just one person. Len Eaton had a lot to do with it. He was president of the bank. And John obviously had a lot to do in raising the first grant. Bob LaFortune made it easy to get permits to do a lot of things there that people thought you couldn't get done.
Yeah, it was great to have a man like that in the mayor's office at that time.
Boy, he was wonderful.
Yeah. He still is considered our mayor to this very day.
Yeah.
He's
I believe it.
Wonderful, wonderful man.